Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
He pioneered Jets blogging and podcasting. He brought smiles to the faces of Jets fans all over the world. He was there through the good and bad. And then, one day, he vanished. People far and wide wondered, where has he gone? When will he return? Thankfully, the answer is now. The OG of Jets podcasting and vlogging is back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
This is There's Always Next Year with Brian Bassett.
I'm back. The real me. Let's not make a whole thing of it.
And his co-hosts, Chef Travis Milton.
Today we're going to be making the students my tasty baked ziti with basil and fresh mozzarella.
And Josh Conrad.
Oh, my brother, testify.
On Play Like a Jet Digital.
Welcome back to There's Always Next Year on the Play Like a Jet Network. I am your host, Brian Bassett. You can follow me on Twitter at Brian_Bassett. And with me, as always, are Josh Conrad, who you can find on Twitter at Josh_Conrad. And Travis Milton at -37board27, who was at the Doyers game in Atlanta on Sunday night and then drove 4 hours to go back home. Travis, how are you doing this morning? What cocktails of coffee and alcohol are you drinking this morning to stave off whatever's
right
going
now,
on in
right
your brain?
Now. Right now, I've just got a bottle of wine. I am just going with just a bottle of wine. Not a glass of wine, just a bottle of
nice.
Wine.
Nice. Just mellow. Right. We don't need to go Four Loko with it, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
You just need to
yesterday was my birthday celebration, and my brother and I decided we were going to go to Atlanta because he's a Braves fan, and I'm a Dodgers fan, and just like my Jets, who I think the last time the Jets won on my birthday weekend, Brett Favre was the quarterback.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So,
been a while.
So the Dodgers are just fulfilling that, or just perpetuating that whole thing.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your Dodgers.
I can complain only so much. I'm talking to two Yankees fans. I know you guys had it worse.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
having a great time baseball wise.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh, how was your weekend? I saw you wearing a Yankees cap there. Did you have anything as disappointing or soul crushing as what Travis experienced?
No. So my birthday was last Sunday, so the 10th, and so I don't know if the Jets have ever won on my birthday. It could have been a team quarterbacked by Ken O'Brien the last time the Jets won on October 10th. But it was a baseball less weekend for me. Saturday was like my birthday celebration my wife threw. So me and my siblings and their spouses, without any of our kids, went and found a new brewery in very eastern Connecticut, which was awesome. Perfect. Very, very stereotypical fall day in New England. You could hear the "Making My Way Downtown" song in the background the entire drive through the orange and yellow leaves of New England and sipping a nice double IPA. So it was a very, very good weekend for me. Jets did not lose on my birthday on this weekend. So win. That's a win, right? No loss this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Undefeated.
Yeah. My birthday is in July, so the Jets never win on my birthday, but that's okay.
Or lose. They never lose on your birthday.
Never lose. That's true. That's true. They never lose on my birthday. So the one thing I'll tell one thing about my weekend, and then we're going to jump into kind of, you know, how the season's gone so far, what our expectations are from here, and then some Schadenfreude to close out the show. But to start, here's something that happened to me over the weekend. My son is playing soccer. He is playing because his friends are playing. He's on a team that is just wrecked. It's just so bad. It's tragic. And my son is the best player on the team. He's pretty athletic. Definitely, the kid who's always, Charlie Hustle kind of kid. He's always over pursuing the play and whole thing. Like
he's betting ponies on the weekend. Charlie Hustle.
Well, not that part. But he's
got a bright future.
Yeah, he plays his heart out. but he's not side betting the results. Anyway, they have basically lost by a combined, and this is soccer, mind you, like 50-7 over the last 5 weeks or whatever. So I had this experience where after the game, I was just like, I'd had enough. I really try and keep quiet, on the game. I don't yell at the kids or anything like that. But I went over to the coach and I basically was like, I watch my son. I see him disassociating from the game here. He's not, running as hard or, jumping at every play as much as he should. And I need you to know that. And then and I could see his heart like just being crushed by my telling this to him. And then the very next day, I'm out with the family. We bump into a friend. And this friend's like, oh, hey, is your son playing soccer? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, I don't know if you remember my sister, her name's, such and such. And her husband, I think, is coaching Elliot on the team. And I was like, oh, my God. And we laughed about it for a bit. I was like, thanks a lot for humanizing this coach. Like, I just wanted to go basically, tear him a new asshole. And now he has to be like an actual human with feelings. So, thanks a lot. So that was my weekend. That was my soul crushing moment of the weekend.
gosh.
It's great. Anyway. All right. No soul crushing moments for Jets fans, which was great. We got a week without. So I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the team so far, what we've seen from them so far. And just, a quick review. We'll go kind of offense, defense. We'll leave special teams out of it. But Josh, when you think about the offense, what is it that you've been, encouraged and or discouraged by?
Yeah, I think I'm really encouraged defensively. I think that's a pretty broad stroke to paint. But, even thinking about our secondary, which I don't know that any of us had any real expectation for. And that's really been, markedly without much from Marcus May yet. I feel really encouraged by where we're at defensively. I love our defensive line. I think the world of some of those guys up front. And I feel like, man, CJ Mosley is giving us what we've been wanting from him, in a non-injury, non-COVID year. So, I feel very encouraged there. At least feels like it's going to pan out to be a top half. Maybe, if we could finish in the top 15, I feel like that would be a pretty great achievement to go from where they were at defensively over the last couple of years to, turning into a at least a solid defensive unit. So that's been super encouraging. And then obviously, I think offensively, I think they've obviously had the injuries, Mekhi Becton injury, which I think has just thrown that offensive line into some disarray, which has caused, I think, maybe a little less of the even approach that a guy like Robert Saleh probably wants to have. I've been super disappointed in our running game. Have not felt like that's gotten anywhere close to where it needs to be if they're going to be competitive. And so hopefully with an extra week off, leaning into how are we going to actually improve offensive blocking, that's going to lead to a more positive game script, which is going to give Zach Wilson less needs to try to make plays that He has seemingly not made consistently so far this season. So I've been disappointed there. And at the same time, feel like, you know, if they can get to a place where they have some balance more with a running game, that's going to, you know, open up some more in the passing game, then Zach Wilson can actually start to develop as an NFL quarterback. So, yeah, pluses and minuses in terms of where I feel like we're at after five games.
Yeah. Travis, what do you think in terms of pluses and minuses for the team?
I'm going to give a plus that you guys are not expecting. I am very,
Greg Van Roten.
You're partially right. I mean, I'm actually pretty encouraged on watching the offensive line. You know, I've sat back and I've thought about it a lot, and the progression that they've made, considering, you know, I've talked a decent amount about Fant having to go, you know, onto the other side of the line, and, you know, switching that spot is like just all of a sudden starting to have to write with your left hand instead of your right hand, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. It's not as easy as people think. And he's been great. McGovern has improved. He's not lighting the world on fire, but he is, as the season's gone along, he's improved. I think I'm actually more worried about what's going to happen with Becton in than I am stoked, because the line is, you know, it feels like they're just now starting to gel, especially in pass protection. Run blocking, you know, it's as you said, it hasn't been amazing, but pass blocking, they've really, really kind of come along, and you know, it just worries me throwing that little bit of a wrench back into it and having to regel again. But you know, I have been seeing progress, and I think that's what we all wanted out of this season, is seeing some progress. And granted, I'm looking forward to the draft on on the offensive line. I've already got Linderbaum and Kenyon Green in my mind and in my head as New York Jets, with some of those very amazing high picks that we're going to be getting. Defense. I was not that surprised, at least about part of the defensive backfield, but I definitely think the defense has been a plus. CJ Mosley has been probably the biggest plus for me, and you know, seeing him go right back to his, you know, the caliber of play that he was playing, you know, with the Ravens before he even came on board, because we've, you know, outside of this season, we've seen him for a game and a half. So I think that's a huge plus in the way that he's leading the linebacking core, the defensive line. That's a, you know, a bit of a surprise for me as well. Like the amount of push that they're getting, because I've said it a couple weeks ago, like I think we've always assumed we were going to have an amazing defensive line, and they've always kind of underperformed and underwhelmed. But this year, I think we were all like, it's going to be good, but they've been really, really great. So those are my pluses. Like I see a lot of progress, and that's what I wanted out of the season. I want to see more out of Zach Wilson, but those are my big ones.
Yeah. I think for me, I like a lot of those. I think for me, the big thing has been watching the rookies. The Jets have, I think, the most snaps in the NFL for rookie players, with like 1,700 snaps, something like that, you know, through five games. And so that's a concern and a good thing. Obviously, they're trying to build foundationally from, you know, from what was here before, and kind of even, you know, kind of, I know Joe Douglas has been here for a couple of years, but it's, you know, the coach and the GM working together here. So, you know, they are certainly moving towards better things. You know, they're getting a lot of reps, especially the, you know, the secondary and the linebacking group. And then, right, you've got Vera Tucker. Now, obviously, you know, Michael Carter, the running back, you know, he's, you know, seen committee work that's to be expected and probably will be in the scheme for a lot of time. Elijah Moore has not had a chance to play that much. And I know that there's some concern about, you know, we need to get him on the field more and seeing more snaps. Obviously he had a concussion situation, so that makes it hard to get on the field, you know, and you can't really hold that against him. So the hope is he'll see more snaps, he'll see more routes run, he'll see more targets in the weeks ahead. I certainly think a thing that is valid to be concerned about and worry about minus is the quarterback play. You know, everybody loves Zach Wilson. Everybody's saying we got to give him more time. I don't disagree with the fact that we need to give him more time. I just wonder what we'll get with more time. And so I hope that it's improvement. And I mean, certainly he has thrown some amazing balls this season, but you know, we need to see more of the boring stuff, right? The check it down and, you know, get 8 yards instead of, 42 yards. You need to keep moving the chains. Boring football is okay and all that kind of stuff. And right, that comes from a running game that works and a quarterback who's, taking what's being given to him on the field rather than trying to make plays or hold the ball too long or whatever. So yeah, I mean, like, I like the foundation that we're building. I just hope that we can, we can see the team make some improvements from here in the, three quarters of the season remaining, as well as, into the offseason. All right. So
I think I've figured out my Greg Van Rotten shirt.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. So I know we talked about this last time, who pooped the bed thing. All right. Mm-hmm. So back in Richmond, like all of the restaurants, when we were all like all the chefs, we all came up together and we all had this idea that we were all going to make these shirts that were based off of album covers. And my friend Brittany Anderson, who's of Top Chef fame and everything. Top Chef. Yes. Metzger.
Yeah.
She did, James Beard winner.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
She did a Metallica's Kill 'Em All, but it said Metzger in the Metallica font and it was Grill 'Em All. And at Rappahannock River Oysters, they did the Ramones, thing. And I think they actually did like a Fugazi one as well. I did a Guns N' Roses one off of Appetite for Destruction. It's got the cross and, all of the skulls. There's 5 skulls like on the cross and one at each point and one in the middle. And it says Appetite for Destruction, but I had Appetite. I can't remember what I had Appetite for, but it was for Comfort. And each one of the skulls had a Virginia Sir Lover's cap because I was known for it. So I wanted, GVR. So I want to do a GVR shirt, same thing. I want to have the five skulls all wearing, or 4 of the 5 skulls all wearing Jets caps, and the one in the, or I'm sorry, helmets, and the one in the middle is just a poop emoji. Excellent. And it says Appetite for Disappointment.
Oh my gosh.
Appetite for Disappointment.
Yes.
I like it. All right. If you're listening to this podcast and you have the ability to illustrate and make, sweet merch, get in touch. You know where to find us. I like that.
All the Greg Van Rotten merch.
can we just put like Mr. Hanky in the middle or something? Because that would be in the middle.
Yeah, it's just gonna be a poop emoji, something like that. Yeah, it's just gonna be a turd.
All right. Well, good. So he's one of the things that you would say is a minus so far this season.
Huge minus. Probably the biggest minus on the team.
All right, fair enough.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
I talked a little bit about Elijah Moore. I'm curious. What do you think? There is this idea that, we need to see him more involved. I certainly think when he's been able to be on the field, he's certainly been helpful and productive, but to the degree that any rookie receiver generally is. So how can this team use him
better to match up with what Zach Wilson does. Josh, what do you, can you think of things they can do to use him more effectively?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to come down to his ability to, like you said, Brian, like rein it in just a touch. Like we don't want the guy to change how he plays. They drafted him at two because they like the way that he plays. And at the same time, like even a guy like Steph Curry has to pass the ball to somebody. Like he's not always going to be able to hit the 45 footers. And so like you have to just decide, like I'm going to make some spectacular plays. The defense is going to be expecting me to do that. And so I'm hopeful, you know, even coming back these next maybe 2 or 3 weeks, I am hopeful to see him, you know, can we get Michael Carter or Ty Johnson out in the flat and just start hitting some of these five yard hits that are going to develop for him confidence to then take a couple of those shots. You know, he doesn't seem right now to be content with 5 yard completions and 6 yard outs and 3 yard slants. Like he just wants the 45 yard bombs. And I am hopeful that Robert Saleh this week, Matt LaFleur, those guys have gotten together with him and said, listen, we know you can make the big plays. No one's questioning that. What you need to develop is the patience of a Mac Jones and the ability to like do the monotonous stuff and make that spectacular. Like, you know, the difference between, I think, even he and a guy like Mac Jones is I don't know that Mac Jones has that big play ability. I don't know that Mac Jones has in him the decision to like, I'm just going to air this out for 60 yards and see what happens. And he might have the arm for it. And maybe it's Belichick is very clamped down on what he's going to let a rookie quarterback do, all that stuff. But, you know, if you take those two and kind of mash them together a little bit in terms of the throws that they've been willing to make or not willing to make, I think you have a really, really great quarterback. So where Zach needs to develop, like I said, is, you know, in comboed with some Elijah Moore stuff. I think what we all were excited about in the preseason was Elijah Moore's route running and the ability to create some space, even in those first 5 to 10 yards, that is going to create that forward momentum, get first downs going. So if they can combo those things, really find ways to get Elijah Moore, not just more snaps, but actually get him more looks from Zach Wilson. I think there's a correlation between the lack of what we've seen from Elijah Moore and Zach's desire to scramble and make crazy plays happen versus just make that primary read, 6 yard slant, like go to that guy, get him going and get the offensive moving forward. So I am hopeful for that. A lot of the under, stuff to develop in his game.
Yeah, I think Moore can be a yak monster, right? If you give him the right opportunities, I think he can be a yards after the catch guy. But, right, you got to get him in those situations. So, right, you don't have to put the ball – you can put the ball 40 yards downfield to him, but you don't have to do that for him to make 20 yards on a play, right? So yeah, hopefully we'll see that. All right, Travis, as we look to the future, the remainder of the season, what do you want to see kind of as we go from here? What are you looking forward to or hoping that we can get from this team in the weeks ahead?
Well, kind of to what you guys were saying, like I want to see Elijah Moore in the slot. I mean, they've been lining him up on the outside and he's, you know, Wilson's like second or third progression. So, you know, you got a young quarterback who's probably not making it to his third progression half the time. So you've got Elijah Moore, you know, actually playing. He's actually played a decent amount of snaps, but he's getting open, but it's just, you know, it's not in the cards. You know, the ball's not going to him. So I think if he was in the slot, you know, to what you guys are talking about, you know, he can get those yards after the catch. You know, he's very sure-handed and he seemed to have a great rapport in the preseason with Wilson. So I really think if they start shifting him more into the slot, that would be helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Just let me underscore that. So slot snaps, he's only had 24 slot snaps. Now, you know, of course it's hard to hold times where he wasn't even on the field against him. But, you know, he has a snap share where he's about ranking about 65th, 66% of all snaps. So he's like ranking 65th for snaps. But then in the slot, you know, he's only taken 24 snaps there, you know, so which is about 100th in the NFL. So the point being, to your point, they are putting him there, but, you know, only on a handful of plays a game. And so, right. Yeah, let's put him in there more now. I don't think he played much in the slot in college. I think he played on the outside more. I can't remember. I have to go look. But so it might not be a natural spot for him, but I agree with you 100%. Like if I have the choice to put Jamison Crowder in the slot, Travis, or
or Elijah Moore. I'm putting Elijah Moore in the slot. Like, I'm going to put 100%. That guy in the slot. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. So anyway, so what else do you want to see?
I really want to see just how they're going to shore up the safety position. And, you know, what's going to happen when Jared Davis comes back to the linebacking core? Because I think, you know, Quincy Williams has played really, really well. And how he translates into this defense moving forward, you know, with Davis coming back. You know, I think that there's a lot of question marks. You know, it's kind of like what I was talking about with the offensive line. We're starting to get players back that were injured early in the season. And, you know, maybe that is going to allow Salah and LaFleur to kind of play the style of game that they had planned on. But I'm seeing players excel within the roles that they've kind of taken over. So I'm interested to see how that's going to play out from a depth perspective, and then also how players shuffle, especially, you know, between that linebacking core and the safety spot, because, you know, we've kind of had to lean on people that are somewhat, you know, hybrid safety linebackers most of the year, with May being out and losing I can't even remember who our other safety. It's not McDougal, because he was there last year.
Ashton Davis.
No, the other guy that's hurt. Davis came back too, but we lost him for the year, like in preseason or game one. I can't remember. Yeah, game one.
Now I gotta go look it up.
With our starting safeties both out, you know, and having to rely on these linebackers, how that factors in with linebackers that have been hurt coming back in, like Davis.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question related to safety play as we try to figure out this mystery safety right now.
LaMarcus Joyner.
LaMarcus Joyner. Thank you.
Yeah. There you go. Jackie right. Joyner. Kersey.
He's no scrub. I should know that, but
that's right. Right now, this very moment, the Seahawks call and say, listen, we know you need help at safety. What would you give us for Mr. I'm the best in the nation, Mr. Blitz boy himself, Jamal Adams? Would we go higher than a third round pick? Would you go higher than a third round pick for him right now?
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I would give them a fourth round pick. I would say, I'll give you 2/4. That's the best.
I'll give you the Herndon.
I would go a fifth, a case of Coke Zero, and cash considerations equaling a 1980s mint in box He-Man figure.
Right, fair. Are we talking Skeletor or like?
No, actually He-Man. Like, I feel like that'd go for like maybe like $1,200.
I'd go She-Ra. I don't know that I'm going He-Man.
He-Man was never really my favorite. Like, I mean, he just always, like, I don't know. He's like Superman. He's just boring to me. So I would get rid of him. Yeah, I'd get rid of him.
I might
trade a pair, like three pairs of Jordan mids for him.
It's just, to your point, Josh, I think it speaks to what the true value of a safety is, right?
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to me that in this league, there's always a sucker, right? There's always someone who will take that action. And, you know, the Seahawks really believed they were one linebacker who plays safety away from, you know, championship glory. And they were willing to give up two future first round picks when, oh, by the way, your star quarterback is, you know, cresting 30, now past 30, you know, and it's like you are just wasting time. You're just wasting time when you could be adding to, you know, to the talent level on this team, you know, getting offensive linemen, you know, getting impact players, you know, getting cornerbacks, like whatever they could have been doing. But no, I mean, that position is a sieve of value. It's just not worth ever investing into, right? And we're seeing it again with Marcus May. I hope the Jets don't make that mistake. So,
agreed.
So yeah, you know, we congrats on us. We got one over. And that actually leads me to kind of where I want to end the show, which is whereas last year we were cheering for the misfortune of our own team, you know, to free ourselves of Adam Gase and to secure a higher and higher draft pick. We're now in a situation where we kind of are semi cheering for the misfortune of two teams. We have we have the Carolina Panthers because of the Sam Darnold trade, and we have the remaining Jamal Adams picks. So, like, guys, when you think about this team and, you know, what's possible going into next season, I don't know. Like, I just to say, so I watched the Seattle-Pittsburgh game last night, and I was actively – I hate the Steelers, yet I was cheering for them because I wanted to see them – I wanted to see the Seahawks lose a game. And you know, and Geno Smith and Jamal Adams were instrumental in that game turning into a loss. So I don't know, heroes. Yeah, they're heroes for us at this point, right? So yeah. So how do you think about these situations when you look at other teams? I mean, do you just straight up cheer against them, or how do you treat them?
Oh yeah. Oh, yes to all the above. I have no qualms about rooting against most other NFL teams. There's very few that I feel like I wouldn't do that for. So obviously, I like Sam. I think he's a decent guy. I wish him well in his career, and I hope the Panthers don't win another game. And at the same time, I want Jamal just to eat the crow that he's been so happy to say that he doesn't deserve. I'm trying to think of, it's one of those Michael Scott sentences that you start and you're not sure where it's going.
I don't know where it's going.
I don't really actually have anything ill against the Seahawks, except I want the better draft pick. I want that to be a top five pick. And so the more Geno starts again, like, you know, well beloved around the league, like well-respected guy who's fought back to make it to an NFL roster, like, good on him. But a Geno Smith, Jamal Adams led Seahawks team that loses lots of games is also just better for the Jets. And so I am switching in years past. Man, I really want the Jets. I want Zach to come back and, you know, fire off a win four out of six type game streak. And let's see if we got something here. And at the same time, want the better draft pick from the Seahawks and want to get the most value out of Sam Darnold. We want him to start as many games as we can for the Panthers. So, it's year to year, boys. Like, we are a year to year team. We are year to year fans. There are years where I want them to do poorly, like the previous three. And then now there are years, the next two or three, where I want them to do very well and develop a really great roster with the best possible assets they can.
Yeah. So the Jets, as currently listed by ESPN today on Monday, the Seattle would be the 14th pick of the first round of the NFL draft. The Jets are tracking for the third pick. So they would have the third and the 14th if the season ended today. And then
I thought that was projection, because I read something that was like the Jets and the Eagles.
It's currently
half of the top 10.
Yeah. The Eagles currently have three top 10 picks.
And we have two top 10 picks. Yeah, because as of right now, the Seahawks would be 10th and we would be fifth. So, yeah, between the Eagles and Jets, that's half of the top 10 picks.
And let's be real. Like, there's going to be a quarterback wanton team going into the draft next year that if we end up with a third or fifth pick, like, that could be another first rounder and a second rounder in the future. So I'm not opposed to JD wheeling and dealing with whatever our pick might end up being.
I'm not taking any chances on not getting Lindebaum. That dude is going to be an amazing center.
I totally agree with you.
So you're saying you would take that guy in the top five. You would take a center in the top five. Is that what you're telling
me? Have you met me?
Yes, I have met you. Yeah, I don't even know why I asked that question.
I would take center as a first pick in the draft.
Sure. I guess what I was asking, it was a rhetorical device, and that was meant to say, I would not take a center with top five pick, but I will trust you that you think that guy's worth it. All right.
Worth it.
So Carolina Panthers are currently 3-2. Well, excuse me, 3-3 now.
The Sam Darnold compensation, that's not tied to record. That's tied to him playing.
No.
Is that correct?
No, that's shoot.
I think it was the number of games started and snap percentages, things like that.
Oh boy. Yeah, I'm digging way down into the Wikipedia hole. So yeah, I don't know. It could be worth, let's just say, it could be worth up to a second and a fourth rounder, I think, this year.
Yeah.
Is that seems, yeah, because they got the sixth rounder in the prior year. So we'll just say conditionally they could get those. They're tracking for right about the middle of the first round currently. Let's call it like 15, 16. We'll see. I haven't seen the updated because the week's not officially over yet. So, So yeah, I mean, there are some teams we can be cheering directly against. And, you know, it seems to be unwinding quickly for Sam Darnold. It's such a surprising thing that, you know what, like when you rush for 5 touchdowns in 4 games, that's like a statistical aberration and not the norm. I don't know if you guys, you know, would be surprised by that, but it's,
I think he would have been setting some records if he ran for 27 touchdowns. Right. I believe that's got to be some sort of
record. Right. When you're rushing for more touchdowns than Josh Allen, it's a statistical aberration. So there are some good things ahead, and yeah, I'm very interested to see how this plays. And then obviously we'll see what the Jets do. I really hope they don't trade up anymore. Just as we kind of think about the upcoming offseason, I don't want them to trade up. I'd rather be trading down, getting more picks rather than, consolidating to, you know, like they did with AVT, even though I know they wanted that guy.
Yeah. And part of it, right? Like it has to be like the Bills did. Once you realize, man, we actually have something in Josh Allen, what do? They just go all in. Like this is the Russ Wilson corollary from 10 years ago. Once they realize, man, Russ Wilson on a rookie contract is going to be the best asset we could possibly have. You just go all in. You build your defense. You build your offense.
Yeah,
you trade any of those future assets, all that stuff. And so if at the end of this year, let's say we win 5 games, go 5-12 or 6-11, whatever. And Joe Douglas and Saleh decide, man, we've seen so much good things in him that if we gave him a really true top number one receiver and spent draft capital to make sure that, you know, the offensive line in front of him is great, and we land a really great secondary option or another safety, or we have to trade up, like do those things. But the moment you, like, there has to be the all in moment. Like you have to. And I know that fan bases love all the assets and let's have all the things. Listen, don't be shocked if the Eagles start trading some of those assets if they really like what they have in Jalen Hurts. Like you have to do that if you want to be successful in the NFL.
Well, fellas, I think that'll do it for us today. I sound like I've been drinking. I've not been drinking. I'm not even drinking wine and I sound like I'm drinking. Anyway,
before you go, I really want a Reese piece. I really want a Reese cup, like two things that Josh has said today.
Please do.
I really want it. So before the podcast, we were just talking about random crap. We were talking about a highlight reel that he found of Jamal Adams. I really want to take that highlight reel and put it to Vanessa Carlton's Making My Way Down. Yeah,
miles.
I really want to put those two together, and I think that would make a wonderful chocolate peanut butter wonderment.
I think we find the Jamal Adams, I'm the best in the nation, and then the VAR review with all of the bad and boneheaded plays he's had in Seattle just this season. Set it to Vanessa Carlton, put it on TikTok. We make millions. I think that's where we go.
I think it'd be amazing.
Does anybody have a TikTok account?
Nope.
I do not. I think when it asks for your birthday and you got to start with 19, I think when it starts in the 1980s or 70s or 80s for us, they automatically decline your membership into that community.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Here's my TikTok story. I heard about it. This was years ago. I heard about it and I was like, oh, it's going crazy. I sat down. My wife was like, washing the dishes, whatever. Get it. We had had dinner. The kids were playing, whatever. And I was, maybe they were up in bed already, whatever. I'm like, this thing's stupid. And I open it up and I'm sitting there. And then the next thing I know, like I hear her like finish washing the dishes and cleaning up the kitchen, everything. And like, I look up at the clock and I've been sitting there for an hour and I was like, I have to delete this app immediately. This is no good
Amazing.
For me. I need to get rid of this.
It's Vine. It's Vine all over again.
It is.
So yeah, it's scary.
All it is.
Yeah, it's all it is, but they just somehow feed you the most addictive content or whatever. All right, gentlemen, enough about TikTok. We need more Golden Girls talk next week. So we will not be talking about TikTok. We'll be talking Golden Girls. We'll be talking about the Jets and their game that's upcoming against the New England Patriots.
And you know damn well I'll be talking some crap about Greg GVR.
That's right. We'll be talking about PBR, GVR, and the upcoming T-shirt. So
Gentlemen, oh man, I could totally make a PBR T-shirt with GVR.
How have you not made a Johnny Rotten Greg Van Roten?
Oh my god, that's see, today's podcast was all about creation. We're just creating things, yeah.
Iterating. This is iterating. There's no bad ideas, guys. There's no bad ideas. All right, just bad people.
That's workshop. Right.
But fans, you are good people, and we know you're going to go out there and like and review this podcast. So please do that. Thanks to Play Like a Jet. Thanks to Scott for all of his hard work. Gentlemen, I thank you for your time. We will see you next week after the Patriots.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.